Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Bill Schley being back on the show, too. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. He's the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, and his new book's called The Right Microscript Rules. His company is called David ID, and he's an award-winning marketing expert. And as you know, folks, nothing but the best for my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Bill Schley, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's always good to be here.
Hey, Bill.
Gets me up in the morning.
One of the things you've been working on a lot lately is you've got some folks that you've been working with that have taken a small business and turned it into a pretty darn big business, but they're still... You think their success is attributed to their entrepreneurial roots and the way they continue to behave in the marketplace. Yeah. What do you tell us a little bit about?
Well, it's been interesting working with some companies. You know, at the beginning of the show, you were talking about small business and your history 22 years ago, and there's a pride in all of us, I think, who have gone and as we say, gone into the arena and taken the risk to follow a dream, to follow a mission and have your own small business. And everybody who does it is an entrepreneur. The question is, and we like our small business, and we like a lot of aspects of small business. What happens is, though, that when we get successful, and then every giant company out there started out as a little tiny small business once upon a time, they do get successful. They do get giant. And as they grow, they start to become less and less like a small business, and they start to act like big corporations.
As they start adding people and systems and layers of management, as they start scaling, the organizational creeps in, doesn't it? Thing creeps in, and then you get lawyers, and then before long, you're not running a business. You're just spending more time protecting yourself.
Well, that's right. Everybody's managing everybody else. There's the corporate politics and things are real. It's just a fact of life when you put organizations of people together who are all competing inside the organization for their livelihoods, and some, you know, are ambitious and want to move up in the corporation. The big corporations, sometimes the leaders get farther and farther and farther away from what they call the factory floor. They get distanced from what's really going on down there. And then they think that they need controls. They say, well, we need controls because you have to keep things, a big company has to have different kinds of controls. So
thing, just making sure the budget stay, that managing the money is an issue. Now one of the things that I think is important to point out here, Bill, is that, you know, a lot of people who are small businesses out there right now would love to grow their business to, you know, get really big. But I think they have to ask themselves, am I really going to enjoy that as much as I think I will? I really think people should go there in their head for a little bit or listen to the things that you're talking about and say, okay, is this what I really want?
This is kind of why I'm bringing this up, because in this one company, I've seen it. They've got 3,000 employees now. They're one of the fastest-growing technology companies in the country. And when you go through that company, you feel like you're in a small business. Everybody is there's an excitement. There's smiles on people's faces. There's just enthusiasm. You can tell that everybody's excited about the mission. Everybody's still excited about the job they have to do. I've never seen anything like it. And this is I'll tell you, it's a company called Rackspace in San Antonio. And what they do is they build outsourced, they do what's called computer managed hosting, which means computer, companies need more and more computer capacity. They used to build data centers, you know.
It's a server farm.
Lots and lots of servers. Exactly. It's server farms that they build and they manage, and they can do it better than anyone else, and now they rent space on their server farms.
Right. It's one of the great resources that small business owners can tap into.
Well, no, it really is. And they're actually there. I mean, people talk about the cloud. The cloud is actually... It's actually these server farms. They're providing computer capacity all over the place. But the thing is that, and the people who run Rackspace have tried to figure out, you know, sometimes they look and say, why are we successful? Why? And other people want to emulate them. And I think it's a couple of things. They ask themselves, what's entrepreneurship? And entrepreneurship is kind of like, well, it's about caring about the mission and caring about the goal. Almost more than you, and thinking about that every day, almost more than the risk. You know, that the mission is more important than almost anything else. You want to accomplish something, and you think about accomplishing that every day. And the chairman of Rackspace talks a lot about...
Is he the founder?
One of them, yeah. Yeah.
So the people running the company are still the founders?
Yes, they are. They are.
I think this has a lot to do with how the company... continue to be entrepreneurial with 3,000 employees.
Well, you have to have senior management to believe in this because, see, he likes to talk about when John Kennedy back in the 60s said, we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. Now, that was a mission. That was an inspiring mission that everybody could look at. Now, no, we didn't know how to go to the moon. There were things they invented things like Teflon. They invented things like computing. They didn't even know that those things needed to exist when they started that mission. They just knew they needed to get to the moon. Yeah. And we talk about, and that's what entrepreneurs have to. They have to have that quality. They're willing to innovate, and they're willing to move for the sake of a mission. So an inspiring mission.
And I'll tell you something else. They don't fear failure.
Well,
entrepreneurs don't fear failure.
No, let me put it this way. They fear it. I don't know anyone who likes it, right, Jim?
No, I didn't say they liked it.
No. Well, that's way, but they don't like failure, but they understand failure.
They're comfortable with it when it happens because they know. They've been there before. They've gotten themselves out of it before, and they know if they fail, something has been learned.
Well, exactly. There's two things. One of my favorite phrases is they know that you literally have to fail your way to success.
Yeah.
Because you are, until you succeed, think about it, everything else you're doing, until you actually succeed is quote-unquote failing, but
that's
it's really learning.
Bill, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Bill Chalet is our guest. His book is called The Microscript Rules. He and I will be right back 20 after the hour. I'll be right back. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.